afternoon. I'd like to call to the Friday, August 4th, 2017 special board meeting to order. I guess I will call you temporary treasurer pro tem. Cosgrove, if you could go ahead and call, do the roll, please.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truax?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begging?
Here. Please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Temporary appointment of treasurer pro tem. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truax. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion? Seeing none, treasurer pro tem, Dr. Cosgrove, please call the roll.
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begging?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 2.01, approval of the August 4th special meeting agenda. Mr. Superintendent, do we have any changes?
We've only had changes in reference to number of certified staff that have been added to the teachers who've been hired. And other than that, we're no other changes.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, second by Mr. Truax. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer pro tem, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begging?
Aye. Motion passed. Items 3.01, 02, 03, and 04 are all on for action. Mr. Superintendent, do you have anything you'd like to share with these items?
Excited to bring Tara Baker on board as our principal at French Run, and our new Director of Operations and Services, Chris Reed, will be starting with us on Monday, so we're extremely excited to have those two join our team, and we're off to a good start. Our team's rounded out now, and we can actually deploy what we need to put in place and be ready to start when our kids come through the door.
Sounds good.
Ms. Reed actually, Dr. Reed, excuse me, is actually with us today as well.
Where?
Put you on the spotlight. Say hi.
Welcome to Reynoldsburg.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion?
No move.
Second by Mr. Whitman, second by Mr. Truax. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer pro tem.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begging?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 4.01, the 2017-18 school handbooks, program of study, and code of conduct are all ready. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Truax. By a second. Any discussion?
Handbooks are ready to go, programs and studies are in place, and we're ready for kids to come to the building and actually fulfill these. What I'd like to do in the future is have these to you a little bit earlier than now, but according to the timeline, that's where they are currently. But we're happy to get those to you and approved and ready to roll.
No major changes?
No, nothing major.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer pro tem, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begging?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 5.01, I'm moving to executive session item D. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Tornero. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer pro tem, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begging?
Aye. Motion passed. We will return with actions to fulfill. We'll be back. From executive session at 5.02, Madam Treasurer pro tem, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truax?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begging?
Here. You're back in. Item 6.01, approval of the REA negotiated agreement. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Truax, second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion? Just like to take a few seconds to thank the negotiating teams for coming and working together on all sides to avoid the issues that we faced so a short time ago. I'm supremely pleased that this agreement allows us to have the flexibility in our classrooms for our students to make sure they get the best education they can possibly, while at the same time maintaining fiscal responsibility to keep us off the ballot until the 2023 school year. Obviously, there's still things that we need to work to improve on all sides for the best education of our kids, and this agreement is a first step in that process. Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll? Oh, I'm sorry, please go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to say one thing. If you read some of the highlights of the contract in the dispatch article from Senator Gilchrist, one thing he mentioned was replacing the word aspirational goals about classroom sizes with the word with guidelines. And when you read that, you think, like, what's so great about that? Why are we playing with words? You know, maybe now guidelines will become the word people love to hate about this. But when we came in, we were, you know, strongly advised by the treasurer and to avoid doing things that, as you put it, would tie the district's hands. And some of the scenarios were, you know, if we have this hard and fast cap on a class size, then, you know, then if another student comes in, then you're kind of stuck. If it's written into the contract, it limits your ways of being creative and working around and trying to find some other kind of solution. And so we were really trying to find a way of avoiding, you know, putting that in there. And of course, there had to be a lot of trust built to say, no, you know, trust us. We'll get rid of the words that you've learned to hate and put in some different words, but you got to trust us to, you know, to work with you guys and get what you need. But it was tough to do that, and there was a lot of downtime, a lot of waiting time, as one side or the other, you know, read over the proposals. And as I sat there in the room, I was very impressed with Mr. Superintendent and our Assistant Superintendent, Dr. Cosgrave. They were constantly crunching numbers, looking at this and that, consulting with Tammy, like, well, what if we hire this many? What will that do? What will happen if we do this? Move these people there? And, you know, and so as a result, when the next time we were able to all talk together, they were able to show some concrete things that they were already doing, you know, even outside the contract, so that they don't get put into the contract and limit the flexibility, but can hopefully, you know, show that we're trying to work for the same goals. So thank you, too, for your work, and thank you, again, for both sides, for even when it was tough, you know, keeping the conversation going. So thank you.
Any other discussion?
Can I just add one other thing? You know, something that I read some time ago, and it was a teacher's working conditions are the same thing as a student's learning conditions. And I truly feel that, and I appreciate the work by both sides to reach a resolution where our children will have those better learning conditions. And I think that we are set on a very positive path, and I appreciate both sides coming to the table to agree upon this contract.
I listened to Neil, and he talked about the idea of not taking away, tying the district's hands and making certain that you don't make too many of those type of changes. And for me personally, as I read through every page, every change, it does tie the district's hands more than I can vote for. So I'll be voting no.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer Pro Tem, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
No.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Vegan?
Overwhelmingly aye. Motion is passed. 7.01, Madam Treasurer, second. Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer Pro Tem, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Vegney?
Aye. Motion adjourned.